I'm Jonathan.
I'm Pauline.
I'm Dan.
I'm Jack.
And you see, this is the test, because I still don't know what band you're in.
We're in Mezzanine Alice.
You were formerly The Few. I read the story, but it's much more fun to have you tell the exciting story of how you became the Mezzanine Alice. So this is that...
Okay.
That special historical perspective moment that begins every interview that people look forward to, and it will determine the arc of the rest of the interview. So make it good.
Wow. Okay, well, yeah. That started with me and Pauline a few years ago, and we made an album in 2003, and then we had lots of changes in our lineup, and after a spell, we just kind of changed over and we started writing new music, and we sort of stopped doing that. And with these four here, this is sort of the new thing, but it did kind of morph into it. And
the new thing's been about a year old, right?
Yeah, we started writing the stuff on this record and the stuff we're playing now in sort of the middle of 2005, and we made the record in January and February of 2006. So.
Wow. So it's the year anniversary, and now here you are.
It is, yeah. One year in.
Okay, but you haven't told the infamous story of the name, which, you know, I was so captivated by. I want to hear it from you.
It's infamous? Okay, we can, should I do the story of the name?
Go for it.
I think we wanted to call it our...
You can each take a line if you want.
We wanted to call what we were doing Owls. But there's lots of bands called Owls, it seems. Not just one, there's a whole handful. So we had to come up with something to combine with Owls. And I think Jonathan came up with Mezzanine.
Is that just a word you like, Jonathan?
No, I was reading a book called The Mezzanine by Nicholson Baker. Really liked it.
So good. Highbrow. Literary reference. So it's a highbrow thing.
It's very highbrow.
Cool. It's very highbrow. I can tell. This is radio. Nobody can tell how incredibly highbrow this band is.
Yeah, we're really smart.
Our brows are way up high.
No, we don't have any. We don't have any education.
I visited Juilliard when I was like 15, but I don't think I got in.
I visited Berklee School of Music when I was about 15. For a tour, though. Yeah. A short, quick tour.
And you said, I'm not playing no friggin' classical or jazz. I want to play rock and roll.
Yeah.
Is everybody from different parts of Los Angeles?
We're all kind of from the same little cluster.
Echo Park.
East side.
Echo Park. So Echo Park is kind of a changing neighborhood, isn't it?
It has more white people now.
So was that kind of a Twin Peaks moment when you went from the Owls to, you know, the Mezzanine Owls? Because that sounds, you know, a little David Lynchian to me.
Yeah, it was, we just needed to get it. We needed to get a name. And we weren't sure about it, but after a couple of days, I guess either we liked it or we were too lazy to go through the process of finding another word to put with Owls. So here we are.
And you know, there is a club here in San Francisco called Mezzanine.
We got to play there.
So I'm really thinking your next time around, it's the Mezzanine Owls at the Mezzanine.
That might be a conflict of interest.
You think so? Would you like to have your attorneys check on that? Will there be lots? The website's not complete yet. You've got your MySpace site. Will there be lots of cool Owls on the completed website? What are we in for? Because, you know, people are waiting with bated breath.
For our finished site?
Yes.
We're still talking about that, the amount of Owls on the website. What kind of Owls?
Are you taking a band?
We're
a band,
voting, yeah.
A band vote?
We're
how many Owls?
Around 38, 39. We can't decide, you know.
38,
39. We haven't.
Now, do you have to pay the Owls union wages? And if so,
yeah, we're trying to work into our budget. So.
It's
AFL-CIO Owls, you know.
It's a big headache.
Your product of ads in the LA Weekly, I read. So, is this proof that personals work out?
Oh, well, I guess we're still working that out.
Is this a record in search of a label?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Anybody want to give me more
if
on
that? The right
that?
One came along.
Yeah, right.
So the right label.
I mean, that's a tough question. I guess we would want something that was like not large but not tiny, like something where.
So in other words, if you can invest, you want to invest in something that's going to actually do something beyond what you can do yourself.
Yeah,
right.
Proven
yeah.
that we can do it this far with like so.
Yeah,
a small label couldn't do much more than what we've done. So.
And you had a big time producer in Andy LaMaster, and now it's Overhead. And you went to Groovy Athens, Georgia. And, you know, look, you're a band trying to get to the next phase. You got to use all the tools. So I'm giving you the opportunity to,
yeah,
you know, to build this up. So, okay, the legendary Andy.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was an intimidating process.
So, dude, like, tell me about the experience.
I mean, he's just got this huge ego, and I think all the success he's had has just changed him.
He actually played most of the instruments, and he wouldn't let, like, Pauline would be playing drums, and he'd be like, get off that kit.
Yeah.
Give me those sticks.
Did he have a gun? You need a gun.
He didn't ever
to do the Phil Spector thing. You need a gun, right?
Everyone has a gun.
He didn't.
In Georgia,
he didn't bring it out.
Everyone has a gun.
Point at this drawer.
That could be your name of your next album. Everyone has a gun in Georgia.
That wouldn't go over well in Georgia.
Everybody already knows that.
Yeah, well,
he could have had a gun. But I'm not sure. He didn't ever. He didn't ever actually wield it or brandish it or anything like that.
But does he get a sound out of this studio? And is that what appealed to you out of Chase Park?
Yes. Yeah.
And then, I mean, was that a choice on your part that you wanted the Verb and you wanted, you know, a certain level of sound?
Yeah. Yeah, that was our choice. Yeah,
and did you get what you paid? Did you get what you paid for?
No. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We have similar aesthetics, you know, and so it just made it really easy to work with them.
How did you get hooked up with him?
He is a friend of a friend, so it's just kind of a sort of. We knew him through people, and we thought he would be good, and he was awesome. He's extremely talented, and he really helped us make the recording.
And he tells a lot of funny jokes.
Yeah,
can you tell me one of his jokes?
No,
no,
not on the radio.
Yeah, not on there.
Your number one friend on MySpace is the Scottish band Orange Juice. So, like, tell me about that. That's an interesting first MySpace.
I guess that was me. I put that on there, and I just like Orange Juice, but I'm not sure that there's anything that's really links, like, their sound that explicitly to what we do, but I just noticed Orange Juice was on MySpace one day, which I thought was kind of neat, because why would Orange Juice
have
a MySpace?
There's some amazing bands on MySpace.
And then I was like, that's kind of weird, so I just put him there, and I think I just left it.
Are you tired of the word shoegazing at this point? Shoegazing seems to be the word that everybody, and I don't know that 80% of the world even knows what that
is.
Like, you know, ride and shoegazing.
Yeah, we have sweet shoes, so we don't mind. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Dan's got some gold Converse.
Gold Cons.
Okay, come on. Let's
gold
see,
metallic.
Let's see,
gold Cons.
Okay, let's compare shoes.
Gold Cons.
Wow.
Shiny, right?
Pretty sweet, too. Fancy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What is it like to play in front of audiences that very well may never have heard your music? I mean, I'll play a track or two before this interview is on, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, so tell me about that, because that's where there's this really strange thing that changes for a band, right?
I guess so. I mean, it's cool. It's I guess I would say it's a challenge.
Strangest thing that's happened at a gig.
I played a show in Illinois once, and it got confused as to whether or not we were a jug band, and there were a lot of disappointed people who.
So
were
did
asking,
people show up with a lot of jugs?
Well, because they like asked, like, "Well, are you the jug band?" And we're like, "No." And
the
they were
jug
like,
band.
And then they asked, "Well, do you play the jug?"
Can anybody name a popular jug band?
No.
Anybody in the room?
No.
Oh.
Can you?
No, that's why I was just wondering if you were a jug band, how it would change your sound. See, this is a question that wasn't on here. This is beautiful.
We'd have to be blowing into jugs, right?
So we do a thing called a musical sandwich, and it is two of your songs as the bread, and then any other fillings that you want to put in between. And I come right back in this studio, because the show is pre-recorded, and I use the turntables, and I literally, anything you ask me for, I will play it precisely in the order, because I've found that bands make. If bands can't be good DJs, then there's a problem here.
Why don't we start it with track 4 off our album, which is called Lightbulb? Yeah,
last song.
Let's end it with
Dark Too Early.
End it with that one.
Which one of the reviews, which I forget which one of the blogs said that it's just surprising because it suddenly kicks ass and nobody can believe. That the last song on the album suddenly rises to such a pinnacle of noise.
We got through all 10 songs, and then we realized nothing kicked ass on the whole record.
Which is an error in judgment.
The whole record was just a piece of it.
Why don't we play Just Like Honey by the Jesus and Mary Chain?
I bet Jack can guess the song that I want.
Crazy Horses by the Osmonds.
It's early. I was thinking Fruit Fly by Not a Sir.
I'd be in a... maybe Grounded by Pavement.
I would like to hear Age of Consent by New Order.
Nice.
Yeah. Something off Sweetheart of the Rodeo by the Birds. That
okay, any particular track
chair.
You want? Easy Chair? Okay.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. How about Motel 6, Yellow Tango?
Okay. We've had Ira in here. He's quite the interesting guy.
That's a good pick.
Yes. Yeah.
We just saw them do a good show in LA a few months ago.
Yeah, Jonathan, they're pretty wild.
They were amazing.
They're pretty wild.
How about Looking for Astronauts by The National? Don't Cry, No Tears by Neil Young off of Zuma?
I'm trying to think of a track off of Loveless.
What track the one.
Yeah.
Whatever the name.
Whatever the hell the name of track three off of Loveless is.
Okay.
My Uzi Weighs a Ton by Public Enemy.
It always happens.
Yeah.
It never fails.
No, that's actually, I listened to that on my cassette player. In
From
my
the
car.
Osmonds
the
to Public Enemy, this
player.
poor man. Okay, so this is the gauntlet, as they say. Everybody gets to vote here. Do you want Public Enemy to be the last song that goes into your track, or would somebody like to, I won't say save him, I'll just say give input.
Okay. Public Enemy.
Okay, let's go with Paper Trail by Ride.
Okay. See, there you go. Is everybody happy with that?
Sure. Fine.
Well, thank you so much.